could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeff Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from St. Francis Pet Care Center out of Tarpon Springs, Florida is
Dr. Adriana.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And that special treat for your cats is 100% Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. And it's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can find it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. Enter in the promo code the word PETS, P-E-T-S, and save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. You can also watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. That's one of the songs from the movie Life of Chuck. Dr. A, have you seen any movies lately?
I went with a group to the hospital. It was the little animal that it's like it's a cartoon. I forgot the name. Stitch. Sorry.
Oh, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah,
that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It was very cute.
It made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you are going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week were.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always looking to my seat, it's time to spare. Nobody in front of me, better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, like Dr. Adriana, the number one movie for another week, again, 3 weeks in a row, and it's made $351 million in 3 weeks domestically. And I heard it's going to be over $1 billion worldwide. And that movie is Lilo and Stitch. They did a great job on it.
Yeah.
So, as Lexi would say, it made up for the mistake they made on
Snow White, which I didn't get to watch. It's free on Disney Plus now, which it came out way earlier than it should have.
Yeah.
So if you're dying to see what the fuss is about, go to Disney Plus.
But Lilo and Stitch was great. And obviously the whole country thinks so, in the world as well. $351 million domestically in this country in 3 weeks. That's amazing. From the world of John Wick, Ballerina, it's made $32 million in its opening week. I loved it. If you're a John Wick fan, you're going to like this movie, unless you have something against women being able to kick butt, because the woman in this movie kicks butt, and a lot of it. And the character John Wick is in the movie as well. That made $32 million in its opening week. Mission Impossible, not doing as well as I think they want it to. $156 million in 3 weeks, so that doesn't even touch Lilo and Stitch. And what do you think Lilo is besides an alien?
No, Stitch.
Or, I'm sorry, Stitch, besides an alien.
Huh.
Lexi said a dog.
He's a dog. That's what he's supposed to
be. He's not a dog, though.
That's what, yes, he is. She adopts him from the animal shelter because he's pretending to be a dog.
But that doesn't mean he's a dog.
He looks at a poster in the cartoon. He looks at a poster and sees a little girl hugging a dog. And so he brings in his antennas and his extra arms. And he sits there and wags his tail so that he can appear to be a dog.
Did he look like a dog to you?
Yes, he does.
Really?
Yes, he looks like, a Frenchie.
I don't know what planet you're on, but he didn't look like a dog to me. But I understand what you're saying because
watch the cartoon. He looks more like a dog in the cartoon than he did.
He
as
did
a
go
CGI.
Through the motions and everything to kind of try to appear as a dog, but he was blue.
So what? They even say in the movie, "Oh, what's he supposed to? What kind of dog is that?" They literally say, "What kind of dog is that?" And he's like, "I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of border collie mix." That's in the cartoon, at least. I know they do ask, like, "What kind of dog is it?"
But, well, apparently everybody loves dogs, and they like Stitch trying to be a dog.
Because he's cute.
He is cute.
I would adopt a blue dog.
Yeah, it makes you want one, really does. Karate Kid Legends was number 4 at $39 million in 2 weeks. Not too bad, actually, for that film. Final Destination Bloodlines, $127 million in 4 weeks, and that's not bad either.
I want to see that one.
You know, for that. It was good. I went to go see it. I liked it, but... And it was different than the other ones. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
They do it a lot differently than the other Final Destination movies. Kind of the same kind of plot, but differently the way they approach it. So those were the top 5 movies. I did get to screen 2 movies that I watched. One was How to Train Your Dragon. Loved it. And speaking of animals, weird animals trying to act like dogs...
Toothless.
The whole thing with Toothless was like a dog.
Yeah, he's like a dog, too. Mm-hmm. He's not. He's a dragon. But...
I mean, he trains them and everything like that, and they become friends. But every action that dragon does reminds me of a dog. But it's a great movie, so I highly recommend going to see it. The cartoons are cute and everything like that, but to see the live action was amazing. They did a great job on it. Life of Chuck, that one there, I walked out of there confused. But it came to light a little bit more as I kept thinking about it and everything. But it is kind of confusing because it starts at the end of the movie. The end of the movie starts, and then it goes back to the beginning of the movie. So it was just a little weird on what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to read my reviews, they're at talkinpets.com, TALKINPets.com. Or if you're on Talkin' Pets, our Facebook, at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can read them there. I hope you do. And get something out of them. That's, of course, How to Train Your Dragon and The Life of Chuck. But we want to speak about your life and your pets at 818-818-6401. You know, when I'm in my TV room watching a movie, like I watched Clown in the Corn last night, mm-hmm. horror film.
Oh.
It's like your typical horror film, like Jason Voorhees kind of thing. It's a little weird in the end, but still it was a decent horror film. But I'm watching that. And Shadow, my one cat, has to sit there right next to me and watch the movie as well. She's locked into movies. She loves to watch TV. I've never seen a cat in my life watch so much TV. And if I'm watching TV, she has to be sitting right next to me. It's like she wants me to pull out a bucket of popcorn and share it with her during the movie, which I would not do. But she's totally into films. Well, once again, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adrian.
Lexi Adams.
This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. A bison gored a man after a large group of visitors got too close to the animal in Yellowstone National Park, officials said. The 30-year-old from Randolph, New Jersey, was treated for minor injuries after being gored around 9:45 a.m. in the Old Faithful area, according to a park statement. Park officials didn't release the man's name or condition, saying what happened was under investigation and no more information was available for release. He was the second person gored by a bison already this spring in Yellowstone. A 47-year-old Cape Coral, Florida man had minor injuries after being gored in the Lake Village area May 7th. Bison gored at least two people in Yellowstone last year, including an 83-year-old South Carolina woman who was seriously injured. A bison gored an Arizona woman in the park in 2023. Yellowstone bison injured two people in 2022. Bisons have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other wild animal. They can run up to 35 miles per hour, faster than men's world record in the 100-meter dash. Standing up to 6 feet tall and weighing up to 2,000 pounds, they are North America's biggest land animal. Park regulations require visitors to keep at least 25 yards away from bison and other large herbivores and 100 yards away from wolves and bears. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I'm a bison, big and strong. I'm a bison, big and strong. I'm a bison, big and strong. Big, strong, furry and tough. I'm as fast as a jackrabbit. Big, strong, furry and tough. I'm as fast as a
So have you ever been to Yellowstone, Dr. A?
No, I'm looking forward to.
You going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to go too. A friend of mine that used to cut my hair, he went, and I heard it's like just absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think people don't understand not to get too close to the wildlife? I mean, they might be somewhat used to seeing people because there's so many people that go to Yellowstone, but they're still not a pet.
No, they're not. There's just people trying to get too close to get a picture, and that's where they get in trouble.
Yeah, like somebody trying to take a selfie with the animal.
Yeah,
and those are big creatures, bison. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're huge.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it's a wild animal. Please stay away from them. That's like so many people wanting to have wild animals as pets. You just see it more and more. And, you know, a good friend of mine, Tippi Hedren, has Shambhala Preserve, and she doesn't have as many cats as she used to there. But she probably is maybe 29, 30 cats. She used to have a lot more, and I'm talking like big cats, like tigers and lions and all. Because I used to go out and visit her when I was out there for the awards and everything, the awards show. And we'd spend usually that Sunday together at her house, and all of the lions and tigers were all around there. And so we would just sit, the sun would go down, and all of the lions started roaring. And it was absolutely amazing. But we knew not to go too close to the cages, or of course go in one, or you know, to have one of those creatures out with us. Like, even though they see people and they see humans, it doesn't stop them from being a side of ribs, you know.
Exactly.
So and that's one of the things that Shambhala Tippi never allowed kids to go in, because children to tigers and lions and big cats like that, automatically it upsets them, because a child is like prey for a big cat like that.
Right.
And that's why she kind of never, well, not kind of, she never had kids allowed in, because it would just disturb. I mean, the same thing in the wild. If you see like a big cat or like a lion or whatever going after a gazelle or something, usually they'll go after the slowest one, something that shows illness, or they'll go after the baby.
Yeah.
And it's just easier for them to get. So same thing with cats. Feral cats out there, they'll go after birds and so on and so forth. If they see a baby bird, you know, kiss it goodbye, because the cat's going to be on it. But, you know, I guess it's their way of survival. But anyway.
Let the games begin!
Begin. If you can name this creature, we have some gifts for you you could pick through. If you won something in the last 90 days, don't pick that one. Pick something else. But Vitacraft with Lick and Lap or Purse Sticks. You can go with either one. We have a dog book, a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a three-pack.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
A big and strong, I'm a bison. A big and strong, I'm a bison. Big and strong, I bet you and I would get along. I'll leave you in the dust.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
I'm Daisy Charlotte here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
Bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hints, or did you know that that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Huh? Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Okay, let's see real quick if somebody can get this. Oh, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
Four hogs. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse. I gave you two shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again.
Jesse.
We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Man.
Only because we got like 10 seconds left. Jesse, give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't.
No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
We'll talk to you again.
Gorilla! Very soon. Gorilla!
It's yes. A gorilla!
Yes.
Bye.
Wednesday, June 19th at 9 a.m., a federal district court in Missoula will hear arguments in a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's 2024 finding that wolves in the western U.S. do not warrant listing as an endangered or threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The case could result in a ruling that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services violated the Endangered Species Act when determining in February 24 that western wolves do not need federal protection, and the judge could remand the decision back to the agency to reanalyze threats to gray wolves population in accordance with the requirements of the Endangered Species Act. Because of alarming pressures on wolves from population reduction efforts by Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming, Over 70 conservation and animal welfare groups petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2021 to list a Western U.S. District Population Segment, DPS, a gray wolves under the Endangered Species Act, or alternatively to relist the Northern Rocky Mountain DPS, which Congress delisted in 2011. In February 24, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services determined that the petition protections were not warranted, despite also concluding that laws and regulations in Montana and Idaho designed to substantially reduce wolf populations are at odds with modern professional wildlife management. In April of 2024, 10 conservation organizations sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, challenging the not warranted finding. The groups argued that the agency failed to adequately consider the threat to gray wolves from human-caused mortality, particularly as a result of management activities, example, hunting, trapping, baiting, running over with vehicles in Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. The groups also argued that the agency failed to use the best available science regarding population size and population estimate methodologies, including IPOM, which have come under considerable scrutiny. The conservation organizations that filed the case are Western Watershed Project, Wild Earth Guardians, International Wildlife Coexistence Network, Predator Defense, Protect the Wolves from Trap Montana, Free Trap Montana, Wilderness Watch, Alliance for the Wild Rockies, Friends of the Clearwater, and Nimi Poo Protecting the Environment. They are represented by the Western Environmental Law Center. Two other groups of conservation organizations also sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for its decision to deny the petitions to protect wolves across the West. All three cases have been consolidated and will be heard together on June 19th. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Adriana.
Took my first breath where the muddy grasses spills into the Gulf of Mexico, where the skyline's colored by chemical plants that put bread on the table of the working man, where the working man does his best to provide safety and shelter for kids and a wife, giving a little of a soul every day, making overtime keep the wolves away.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
My bad. Lexi Adams. Go ahead again.
Dr. Adriana.
Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is the animal sound that we're, in case you didn't hear it, because we had a little glitch right before. So this is the animal sound, and if you can name what it is, you're going to get a prize from the show. Either Vitacraft, treats for your cats, Good Pets Foods, treats for your dogs. We have books, we have CDs, we have collapsible water bowl, we have socks for a small dog. Name this creature. My hint was, you always hear this creature during a horror movie. So, what creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and let us know, and you can win a prize.
That's not a great hint, though, because you might hear the sound, but you don't really ever see it in a horror movie, and you might not... Hey, but you might not know what that sound is even in a horror movie.
But don't you think, though, if you heard that constantly in horror movies, you kind of wonder what kind of...
No.
I will give a hint. It's a bird.
I would never look it up.
Really?
No.
No, I would. It's kind of a cool sound they make.
I only know what they sound like because when I would go to my grandparents had a cabin in the Adirondacks, and they would be out there and you'd hear them.
Did you ever see them?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what are they? 818-818-6401.
All right,
ladies. Let's play ball.
Come to the plate, ladies. Come to the plate, and gentlemen, and tell us what creature makes that sound.
They used to have, like, one of the whistles, too, that you could, like, blow into it, and it would make the sound. Like,
I think I do remember those, actually.
Yeah, they were cool.
818-818-6401. Dr. A, we were talking about heartworm, and cats need to be aware of it as well as dogs. And how exactly does a pet get heartworm?
Through mosquito vector. Mosquitoes transmit the heartworm in a larva state through their bite. It migrates through the vessels, in little vessels in their skin, and then into the bloodstream. In a case of a cat, it will pass through their lungs, and it will stay there. It doesn't go past the lung because the immune system of the cat will resist it to go past that stage, but it causes a lot of damage in the cat, specifically airway disease, so a lot of inflammation. And the symptoms will look a lot like asthma.
Asthma?
Mm-hmm.
So dogs have to be on a medication for it. Do cats have to be on a medication for
it? Yes, so there are some of the flea and tick and flea preventions, and they also have heartworm prevention for cats. They come in a topical. Some of them will also come in pills, but you know how is difficult to like how difficult it is to pill a cat. So the topicals, like, can I say names? Like Revolution, for example, Advantage Multi, those are all prescription. They are prescribed by your veterinarian.
So I know, like, dogs always go outside,
mm-hmm.
but my cats, for instance, are indoor cats. They don't go out except for out to the pool area, which is caged. Are cats susceptible of getting it if they're kept indoors?
Very unlikely, just because they're kept indoors. Now, if a mosquito comes into your house, which that can happen, you can get bit by a mosquito inside your house. The cat could get bitten by the mosquito. So it's kind of like less of a chance, but it's still very mild.
And they do
chance.
Come in the house, as we all
right.
know. Because
especially here.
When you're sleeping and you have one buzzing around your ear
right.
early morning,
mm-hmm.
it drives me insane.
Yeah.
So mosquitoes can come into your house and carry heartworm that will affect not only your dog, but
also the cat.
The cat as well. We're going to go out to Andrea in Vista, California. Hey, Andrea, how you doing?
I am good, thank you.
Good, thanks for calling in, and you're going to take a guess on what this is.
I'm going to say it's a loon.
I would say congratulations. So it is a loon, and so what gave it away? Did you just know it was a loon, or did the hint that horror movies kind of give it away? Or...
No, I'm from the beautiful state of Maine, and I stay at a camp there every summer, my brother's camp, and I'm so excited to I see them in the morning and I hear them in the morning, and it's such a fun noise. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great noise. But it reminds me of horror films, like if you watch Jason Voorhees and so on and so forth, those kind of movies. Yeah, I always hear them when somebody, like the girl's walking by a lake or something, and then you hear that in the background.
Yes.
It makes it a little more eerie.
You hear them more when the lake is really misty and really early or late night, so that's why it's kind of horror-ish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it really is. It's on the scary part for sure. What do you want to go with, Andrea? We've got cat treats from Vitacraft. Would you have a cat? Do you have a dog?
You know, I just lost my dog. But
oh,
I
sorry.
I could give a dog gift to a lot of my neighbors.
We do have, like, one thing is the Chicken Soup for the Soul, the dog books. Those are really cool. What I learned from my dog. They're all short stories.
Oh, okay.
Did you want to go with that?
Yeah, let's do that one.
I will get that out to you. And it's from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and it's a dog book. And I'm so sorry to hear about your dog. I know how hard that is.
Yeah, she was a great dog. But I will be going to Maine in September, and I look forward to hearing my loons again.
There you go. Hey, stay on the line, too, and speak with Sydney so I can get your address out there in Vista, California, and we will send that book out to you. And thanks for playing with us, Andrea. That's Andrea out there in Vista, California, Maine. Have you ever come to Maine?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, see, I've got two friends that live out there, but I've never been there either. And Stephen King used to own radio stations in Maine that he carried us on for the longest time, but then he shut the stations down. But I think somebody just bought them, actually. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. You got a question about heartworm? Let us know.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Rootskris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Rootskris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. A 9-year-old girl was attacked by a shark while snorkeling off the Florida Gulf Coast, with the animal nearly biting her entire hand off. At approximately 12 p.m. on Wednesday, 9-year-old Leah Lindell was swimming in Boca Grande, Florida, near the shore, with her mother and two younger siblings, about 4 feet from her. Leah's family said in a statement, according to ABC News. Leah then went underwater to snorkel, but as she came up, she screamed. Her mother, Nadia Lindell, looked over and saw her daughter's right hand up to the wrist, all in blood and mostly torn off. As the mother screamed for help, she attempted to get Leah and her children out to the shore, with her husband, who was snorkeling some distance away, swimming as fast as possible to get to the shore. Once Leah made it to the shore, nearby construction workers who were on their lunch break assisted the family by calling for paramedics and putting a towel to make a tourniquet and stop the blood loss. One of the construction workers, Alfonso Tello, told ABC Southwest Florida affiliate WZVN the shark that attacked Leah was about 8 feet long. Everybody was in shock. After paramedics arrived on scene, they decided to airlift Leah to Tampa General Hospital for treatment. The Boca Grande Fire Department told ABC News, Leah underwent a long surgery once at the hospital. We ask for mostly prayers and privacy at this time so we can process the situation, the family said. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. With the summertime being here and people traveling and going on vacation, even if you don't live by the ocean or the shore, a lot of people go to vacations out in California or Florida or, you know, anywhere, any of the states. And sharks are out there at all times. Most of the time, they don't bother you. But I heard, because of the climate change and because of the temperatures of the water, that they're becoming more active in terms of getting near people. So, I feel bad for this little girl, but she's fortunate because it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
If it was an 8-foot shark, and she's a little girl, 9 years old, she probably wasn't that big. But I had heard locally that I think they were able to attach her hand again. But the trauma that a kid would go through on something like that makes you wonder if she'd ever want to go back into the water again.
I can't imagine.
Have you ever seen the movie Soul Surfer?
No.
It is so good. It's a Disney movie. But it is a true story based on this young girl. She's a teenager, and she is really good at surfing. Like, she was going places. And one day, she goes out with her friends and her family members to go just practice surfing, and she gets attacked by a shark, and it completely rips her entire arm off. And it's about her story recovering from this shark attack and her wanting to get back out in the water and her making this board that's special so that she's able to, like, surf with the one arm. And she goes on to win many, many competitions. She's, like, a world-famous surfer.
Yeah, I know
to
who
this
you're
day.
Talking about.
I can't
remember.
Think of what her name is,
yeah,
but
I can't either,
the movie
I know
is
who
called
you're talking
Soul
about.
Surfer.
Yeah. Actually, mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood was in that movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to watch it, though. But, you know, I don't know. When I was a kid and song in the background of my reading, Jaws, like, that music just freaks me out. But when I saw Jaws, the first movie, back in 1973, Steven Spielberg, I was afraid of even going to our pool.
I was going to say, I couldn't swim alone in my pool when I was younger, let alone the water.
Yeah, and it's like now, I mean, I don't get to the beach much, even living here, but, you know, you just got to be careful.
Yeah, they've been spotted here at the Honeymoon Island, actually. It's just right there.
So, I mean, but everywhere. I mean, yeah. I would imagine you're in San Diego. You've got them out there as well. And some areas have great whites, whereas, you know, on our side, we don't usually, but they're on the move, too. There's a lot more of them. Australia gets a lot of attacks with, like, great white sharks.
Yeah.
It's very, very frightening. So you just got to be careful because you're in their territory. They're not
That's
in yours. So, but it's tough. I mean, and they say most of the bites and attacks are closer to shore than being further out. I've always, when I can't see the bottom and I can't see my feet down there, I get a little worried. More so now than ever. And I think it's because the water temperatures are so warm and animals and these marine creatures are acting a little differently. Some of them have had, even fish, I don't know if you've seen the stories that because of the algae blooms and everything, they found fish that were swimming in circles and all.
Mm-hmm.
And basically because the water temperature is so hot, it's, you know, no matter where you're at, you got to keep your eyes in the back of your head at all times, but definitely keep an eye on your children. And if you go to the beach with your dog, gonna keep an eye on that dog as well, because that could look a little bit more like a seal or something than you do. But once again, Shark Week, isn't that, you're a big Shark Week person, aren't
you? I love Shark Week.
When is that?
I think it's August or September.
I think it's July. Okay. July 12th, I think, is when it starts, or the following week.
Yeah, I think July 12th, because we have an interview that day with sharks. So that's probably it. Well, once again, at all times, be careful. And if you're talking
about... Sunday, July 20th.
Oh, thank you.
If you're talking about heartworm and everything, dogs need to be on medication all the time. Do cats?
Yes, especially if your cat is kind of like not necessarily all indoors. If they go out, like even to a lanai, it's important to have them protected.
So, ways you can tell if your cat has heartworm, and you were talking about some of the effects.
Mm-hmm.
Anorexia, blindness, collapse, convulsions, coughing, diarrhea, difficulty breathing, fainting, lethargy, rapid heart rate, sudden death, vomiting, and weight loss. Like, really, what else could you possibly get? I mean, that seems like the
very whole... Very unspecific and very similar to other things. So you always want to have them check if, you know, if there's anything that arises like that, your cat. You
Is
want
it
to
deadly,
have
or can they...
They can survive, but they can get, if they end up having, like, a respiratory distress, like a problem where they can't breathe, that's deadly.
Well, once again, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Adieu. The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist. We'll be right back.